This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A Ukrainian official Monday made a new push for the U.S. and other allies to drop their restrictions on the use of weapons to fire on targets deep in Russian territory. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A senior Ukrainian official says Western partner countries must allow Ukraine to use weapons they have supplied to strike military warehouses inside Russia because of strong suspicions Iran is fueling the Kremlin's war machine. The U.S. has told allies it believes Tehran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. Two people familiar with the matter told the AP at the weekend. Andriy Yermak says on his Telegram channel, in response to this supply, Ukraine must be allowed to destroy warehouses storing these missiles with Western weapons in order to avoid terror. He didn't specify which country is supplying the missiles. Western countries supporting Ukraine have hesitated to let its military strike targets on Russian soil, fearing they could be sucked into the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday the United Nations has offered to monitor any ceasefire in Gaza and demanded an end to the worst death and destruction he has seen as more than seven-year tenure. In an interview with the Associated Press, Guterres said it's unrealistic to think the UN could play a role in Gaza's future, either by administrating the territory or providing a peacekeeping force, because Israel is unlikely to accept a UN role. Stressing the urgency of a ceasefire now, Guterres said the level of suffering currently seen in Gaza is unprecedented in his mandate as UN Secretary General. He said he's never seen such a level of death and destruction as we are now seeing in Gaza or over the last few months. Guterres said, of course, the United Nations would be ready to play whatever role the international community asked of them. The question, he said, is whether the parties would accept it, in particular, whether Israel would accept it. This is VOA News.